In most other places, this would probably be called hedging your bets. But the sight of the Welsh and English flags side by side is nothing unusual here in Llanymenech, a place that lies right on the border between the two nations. Not that you'd notice much of a boundary in this area, just the occasional road sign perhaps. But sitting on the divide does make things a little complicated when England play Wales, like on Tuesday evening. Here in the Cross Keys, all are welcome, but there's a definite lean towards Gareth Southgate's England side.
A few short steps across the main road in the village, and you've gone from England to Wales and the Dolphin Pub.
Landlord John Turner proudly wears his Wales top as he gets ready for the big game that the Reds have to win. But nothing straightforward here. He's from London and is expecting most of his customers to be backing England.
The village itself is Llanymenech. I don't know whether it's English or Welsh, to be honest. It's you know, we don't have one side and the other side. Me personally, I support England, so I'm obviously going to be supporting England, but I really want Wales to win, because it's very important for the country.
The local football club, Llanymenech FC, claims to be Wales's oldest team. But of course, there's a twist. As of this year, it's playing in the English League, just as top Welsh teams such as Swansea and Cardiff take part in England's professional system. That doesn't stop many of its players from being proud of their Welsh heritage. And the same goes for Laura Ellis-Jones.
Come on, Wales.
She's from the area, unlike her husband, who'll be watching the match with her.
For us, this is all like World Cup final kind of thing, yeah, between the two of us. And whoever loses is going to have to pay for a nice night away. So
and do the dishes for a week.
And do the dishes for a week.
Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, Llanymenech on the Wales-England border.